still love her, but it fell through because I wasn't ready. And your back hurt, and your neck hurt, and you smoking heavy. And I sit next to you, and I lecture you because those are deadly.
More Sunday Karma coming up on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
All right, here's how it works. I've set up a little game for the two of you to play against each other. So you each go back and forth until you get a wrong answer. Whoever is wrong first loses, and then you guys can collab together. This is Kyle Wallace versus Alex Stroph. I have a list of 10 NBA players who are the leading scorer in a franchise's history who are still active. So there are 10 active NBA players who lead a franchise in scoring. It doesn't mean they lead the current franchise where they play in scoring. And by the way, of these people on this list, and this is wild to think, there's only three of the 10 that are on the current team.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So these are people who are the all-time leading scorer in the history of their franchise and are still active in the NBA.
Okay, I feel good.
Kyle, you've been on the show the longest. You can choose. Do you want to go first or second?
I'll go first.
Strategically. Okay, so you're going every other. Kyle, you start.
All right, we'll go with KD.
With what franchise?
With OKC, I believe.
KD with OKC is not on the list.
That's right.
Oh, wow.
I don't think that's right.
So, right
I'll
now,
take it from here, Craig.
Right now, Strophy, all you need to do is get one to win, and you will have won the question.
Well, I think the why he's doing this, Kyle, is because the Bucks have three of them on the roster.
We have three? Oh, yeah. I thought we had two.
I will take Brook Lopez with the Brooklyn Nets.
Brook Lopez is the all-time leading scorer in the history of the Brooklyn Nets. That is correct.
I will take Giannis Antetokounmpo with the Milwaukee Bucks.
Giannis is the all-time leading scorer in the history of the Bucks.
I will take Damian Lillard with the Portland Trailblazers.
Damian Lillard is the all-time leading scorer in the history of the Blazers. All right, Strophy, keep going. You only have seven left.
Okay, I will take, I guess sticking with the Thunder, let's go with Russell Westbrook.
Is Russell Westbrook
but
the leading
scorer? But does
that
count as the Sonics as well?
It does
he
count
never played
the Sonics,
for the Sonics
also.
Though,
and the leading scorer is
I think it's Westbrook.
Russell Westbrook. That is correct.
My favorite player of all time, fun fact.
You have four of the ten, and Russ has been, he's been great in this postseason. Obviously, he's up and down. But the Nuggets are not where they are, up 2-1 against the top team in the NBA without Russ.
I picked the wrong guy to go with first.
Yeah, you did. Let's go with Steph Curry, Golden State Warriors.
Steph Curry is the leading scorer in the history of the Golden State Warriors.
Okay, so you said three of them are still with their current team. That's where I'm getting
Curry and Giannis are two of the three.
Okay. I'm trying to figure out who the third is.
So you have five of ten right now.
Okay. Is LeBron Cleveland? I imagine he would have to be, right? Let's go LeBron James, Cleveland Cavaliers.
LeBron James, Cleveland Cavaliers is correct. Yeah. You have six of the ten.
This
well
is
done.
A shame. I really messed this one up.
Okay. There are still active players that are their leading scorers with franchise. I would imagine Jokic isn't Denver's.
There's one with their current franchise. And
Okay, this is where it gets a little dicey. I'm just going to think out loud. I will tell you when I have a final answer.
And Kyle, are you trying to think of some others? So, because you guys are going to, once he gets it wrong, I'll give you guys the chance together to try to get the rest.
I'm just going franchise by franchise in my head. Halliburton wouldn't make sense for Indiana. Jokic doesn't make sense for Denver, but I feel like that might be the best option. But it could be somebody that's not in the postseason anymore. It can't be Jokic because Carmelo was so good there for so many years. Houston, nobody. San Antonio, nobody. Dallas, no. Luka's not Dallas's. I'm really hung up on the current one, the one who is still with his team. But I don't have a good guess for that. Okay, let's just go other players, shall we? Would Chris Paul be New Orleans?
That's what I was thinking.
I'm good with that.
They haven't been around long enough. Unless
I don't think I'm missing
Charlotte.
Anybody.
You're going to say Chris Paul, New Orleans?
Yeah, let's do that.
That is incorrect. Is it? All right. Pretty impressive. So Strophy goes 6 out of 10, leaving 4 remaining. All right. You guys have 4 left. Kyle, you got a good one? Or you guys want to figure it out together?
Yeah. I think at this point, Strophy.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of.
I'm just going to pull up a team list. I promise I'm not.
Yeah, you got the team list. That's fine.
Oh
you know who's still active and is a leading scorer is, I think it's Kyle Lowry with the Raptors.
Oh, but not with his team. Right. That would be insane.
Let's
if
go
he's
with that.
The leading
Kyle Lowry Raptors.
That'd be insane.
Incorrect.
Really? Say, that'd be insane.
But
he was.
There is an active
DeMar
player.
DeMar DeRozan.
Is it DeRozan?
Yes, DeMar DeRozan.
I thought it was Lowry.
DeMar DeRozan, active leading scorer for the not active, just all-time leading scorer, and he happens
but
to be active.
He was.
He left for Kawhi. I mean,
right.
He left earlier.
And I thought Lowry was okay. I thought it was Lowry. Interesting.
Yep. All right, you got three left.
Well, I need a list of the NBA teams.
So
I try
we have
not
Brooke
to look
Lopez with the Brooklyn Nets, LeBron with the Cavs, Steph Curry with Golden State, Giannis with the Bucks, Russ with the Thunder, Dame Lillard with the Blazers, DeMar DeRozan with the Raptors. There are three players left.
You know, Anthony Davis might be the all-time leading scorer for the Pelicans.
I don't think so. I
mean, yes, he is.
Oh, okay.
Yes, he is. AD with the Pelicans.
And then,
I guess if it's not Chris Paul.
And by the
sense.
Way, that number that he has, 11,000 points, 11,059 points, is the second lowest of any franchise. Brooke Lopez, yeah. Brooklyn Nets, is the lowest for any franchise leader in scoring.
And then the all-time leading score for...
So you got two teams left. One of them is on their current team.
Mm-hmm.
It could be... is it Embiid in Philly? They have such a history.
That would be Embiid. Yeah,
that would make the most sense.
How long was Dr. J with in Philly?
Well, Dr. J was on the Nets before he was on the Sixers.
All right, well, I think that's our hint.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, it might be.
Let's go Embiid and the Sixers.
It's actually Hal Greer with the Sixers, okay. So you weren't going to get that one.
Who the hell's Hal Greer?
It got to be Jokic then. No, Jokic.
No.
Yeah, you know what? I'm looking at the teams.
I think that's still Carmelo, but I could be wrong.
You're both wrong. It's actually the star of Amazing Grace and Chuck, Alex English.
Oh, Alex English, yes.
Denver Nuggets all-time leading scorer.
No kidding.
When you throw out Dallas before, I mean, you ever heard of Dirk Nowitzki?
That's why I said no.
Okay. Yeah. But
I said
come on. There was no chance, yeah.
Los Angeles Clippers, it wouldn't be anybody.
Nope, not on the current roster.
Yeah, not the Miami Heat because... They don't have anybody.
Come on now.
That's got to be D-Wade.
Who's the Miami Heat? Yeah, D-Wade.
That's got to be D-Wade.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
I might be stumped.
Not
Boston.
They're both Western Conference.
Okay, that helps. That helps.
No way it's Memphis, because Memphis got some other guys that are really good.
This can't be right, but I don't hate this. Is it Devin Booker?
It is Devin
There's
Booker.
No way. Devin Booker scorer for Phoenix.
16,452 points. So
that's why they don't have a championship.
That is the last one on the team.
The other franchise, this player is not there anymore, but still in the league.
And Kyle just mentioned it.
Memphis?
Yes.
Rudy Gay's not in the league anymore.
No, it's Mike Conley.
It is Mike Conley. Yeah. Mike Conley still alive in the playoffs.
That was fun. I liked that.
Dude, those are your 10 players. Who are all-time franchise-leading scorers.
Well, so...
That was fun, right?
Yeah,
And by the way,
that.
People all throughout Wisconsin and people streaming out there were, like, playing in their mind, and they weren't cheating.
Chef
and it
Ed
was
knew
great.
Right away.
Yeah. Oh,
10 out of 10, baby.
Yep, exactly. Kyle, you got to always bring it to a negative spot.
That's
what
a good pop.
What you mean?
Chef Ed did text in Harden, which I think it's surprising, but I guess his length on Oklahoma City, obviously, is a bench player or a six-man there. Houston, he wasn't there that long, but he was great when he was
he
there.
He put up crazy points there, but Hakeem Olajuwon scored over 26,000 points with
KD
the Rockets.
KD is probably number two with Oklahoma City.
He's got to be. Yeah, he's got to be.
I mean, Russell's there for so long. I didn't know Russell's your favorite player.
Yeah, all time. Yeah,
man,
Shrovey, do you have something you want to tell us about?
I do. My friends at Door County Distillery, locally produced, handcrafted, award-winning spirits made locally in beautiful Door County. It's summer, baby. I know you're heading up to Door County. You got to pop in southern Door County. Carlsville is where Door County Distillery is located. You can do a special tour. And Friday the 13th coming up, June 13th, we will be there. And their basement... Haunted, Craig.
Wait, they have a basement?
They have a basement. It used to be a school.
Are you sure this isn't like the Alamo where there really is no basement?
What do you mean, who is we? You know, I don't do ghosts.
Oh, I'm not talking about us. Mr. Relevant will be live on Friday the 13th.
Cool. Yeah, I know. He threw out a we, like a collective we. Does that mean like you and your girlfriend are going for dinner?
Craig, I'm bringing you. But anyway, summertime, it's Mother's Day. If you're celebrating, do it right. Door County Distiller, if you're mixing up old fashions, do it with their 27-time gold medal award-winning single malt whiskey. Or... cherry brandy infused with Door County cherries. Check them out. DoorCountyDistillery.com is the website for a huge list of unique cocktail recipes as well as the retailer nearest you. That's DoorCountyDistillery.com.
More Sunday Karma as we continue on ESPN Wisconsin.
You're listening to Sunday Karma on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
You all appreciate it. You're listening to Sunday Karma on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Though back at the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't a woman alive that could take my mama's place. Suspended from school, I'm scared to go home. I was a fool with the big boys breaking all the rules.
Oh, I got to tell you about Palermo's Pizza, because there's anything that can be disruptive, it's Cheez-It pizza coming to the office. Did you guys get
so
to have
good,
it?
Yes.
Oh, they brought it down to the show, right?
Sure did.
It was so good, Craig. I sent to people who I know like Cheez-Its.
Yeah. Wait, you sent?
I sent the picture, the video of us trying it to people who like Cheez-Its. Yeah. I'm like, you got to try this.
Oh, it was.
And they freaked out.
It was way better than I anticipated. So
yeah.
Good.
Yeah, so they're always doing stuff. Like we've talked about it. It's cool. They're locally owned, family owned, right here in Wisconsin. It's rare to have something like that. And they have all these different brands. And they're big enough that they collab with Netflix and Stranger Things. And now, like, collabing with Cheez-Its, like real like Cheez-Its, like Palermo's. It's unbelievable to have that kind of business here. And right now, did you know, for just $4.99 at Festival Foods, you can get a Screamin' Sicilian Original Buttery Stone Fired Crust Thin and Crispy or Tavern Style Pizza for just $4.99. Stock up at Festival Foods. Taste what all the screaming is about with Screamin' Sicilian Pizza. That is through May 13th, so that is through Tuesday. Head to Festival Foods and for $4.99, get your Screamin' Sicilian Pizza, part of the wonderful Palermo's family. All right, we had so much fun with that. We're going to run it back.
Yeah.
All right, we're running it back, Kyle.
Do better this time, Kyle.
You did not show up.
Yeah, I did KD first. My list, I had the other five guys had my list.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Sounds like Chef Ed.
All right. Kyle, you want to go first or second?
Oh, wow, that window.
You want to go first or second? Or no, Strophy, you
Strophy
pick.
Earned the right to go
Strophy,
first.
You pick. No, well, he might want to go second.
No, I want to go second.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to keep it the same.
All right, so we're running back the same exact question.
I need water. I haven't had my water today. It's like when people have their coffee, and so my brain's a little foggy.
We're running back the same exact question.
Same question,
franchise,
Craig. Why are you going to the same question? Come on, now I'm getting foggy.
Franchise all-time leading record, and they have to be still active in the NBA in assists instead of points.
How many are there?
Chris Paul.
So who holds? You're up second.
Oh.
No, he's up first.
Oh, you are up first. Okay. My bad.
So it is franchise leaders and assists.
There are seven franchises that have active players who are their leading assisters of all time. Sorry, there's eight. There's eight players.
Okay. LeBron.
For what team?
For Cavs.
That is correct.
Let's go.
Isn't it my turn?
No.
Yeah. You go every other until, yeah.
You just got it wrong right off the top.
Yeah, you ruined it last time.
Sorry.
By the way, what team? Oh, no. He
said LeBron for Cleveland.
Yeah, LeBron for Cleveland. By the way, who do you think the second is there?
In Cleveland?
Yeah.
Ooh. It's got to be old.
Yep, it is.
Del Curry?
Mark Price.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Mark Price. That was before our time for real, show.
Del Curry?
Yeah,
wasn't
I
didn't
even
on.
Yeah,
he was a Charlotte
sure.
guy.
Okay, over to Strophy.
It's Giannis for the Bucks, right?
It is Giannis for the Bucks. So Giannis is not only the all-time but current, which we didn't have very many of in either of this list.
How about I said it before? How about Chris Paul for the New Orleans Hornets? Pelicans? I guess it'd be New Orleans Hornets.
It would be.
Well, so New Orleans, the Hornets became the Pelicans, so that is part of the franchise. Chris Paul is correct. By the way, who do you think's number two there?
Not Zion, I'll tell you that much.
In New Orleans?
The only thing he assists with is assisted food in his mouth.
I have no idea.
Come on. One of the most beloved players in Milwaukee.
In Milwaukee?
Yes.
Oh, Drew Holiday.
Yes, Drew Holiday, number two all-time assists in Pelicans history. All
Come on, Strove, hurry up. You ain't got all day.
Steph Curry.
Steph Curry is correct.
That's good.
He and Giannis are the only two that are the active and only team for both points and assists.
So we've got half the list.
It doesn't. So there are other people who are still current, but Giannis and Steph are the only two who lead both. So that only basically tells you that it's not Devin Booker for Phoenix.
How about this? Kyle Lowry for Toronto.
Ooh, that's good.
Kyle Lowry that's for good. Toronto is correct.
Good Paul.
Well done. You guys have gotten five of the eight.
Let's make it six. My guy, Russell Westbrook, Oklahoma City.
Russell Westbrook for Oklahoma City is incorrect.
Really?
He is 500 short of one of the least favorite players in Bucks history, but it wasn't his fault.
Gary Payton.
Gary Payton. With more assists in his Sonics career, sure. And the Sonics and Thunder.
So who have we said?
So you won, Kyle. Good job. You nodded it even.
Well, who
you can work together. We got LeBron, Chris Paul, Steph Curry, Giannis, and Kyle Lowry.
What about, so I had a couple here. What about Dame? Is Dame on a list for Portland Trailblazers?
He actually isn't. Terry Porter.
Oh, TP.
Oh, Stevens Point.
Yep. Terry Porter edged Dame for the assist leader in Blazers history.
And you know, and how about James Harden in Houston?
James Harden is correct. Well done. The fact that Harden is not in points but is in assists is not, I think, the way most people would think.
You think it's also Mike Conley in Memphis?
It probably is. Oh, yeah. Because
has to be.
Yeah, Mike Conley in Memphis. Active, yeah, has to be.
Memphis Grizzlies. Conley runs away with it.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? There's two more, because they both have, they're both current on their teams.
Oh, current guys on their teams?
Yep.
So we have two more like Giannis.
Yep.
You're saying.
Oh. Yep.
Oh.
He wouldn't be there long enough. Current on their teams. You know what?
Could it be
Jokic?
I was just about to say something.
I think it'd be Jokic.
I was just about to say something.
Jokic?
Lock it in.
That is a shot at Fat Lever, who's number three. Andre Miller's number four. Jokic is a runaway at number one.
All right.
An assist leader in the history of the Nuggets.
And then current roster.
One more player. All-time assist leader for their team, and he is on the team currently.
I have to look at the NBA to be able, because I don't think...
It can't be. I'm just running through names in my head right now, Kyle.
Yeah.
It can't be like Jalen Brown or Jason Tatum.
I don't
for the
think
Celtics.
It would.
Bob Cousy, man. Yeah, Bob Cousy. Right. Come on now.
Bob Cousy's still the all-time...
Did you know he didn't really know how to dribble?
Dude, he knew how to dribble. No, that's just didn't. How you were allowed to dribble back then. How
by looking at your... Okay. Looking at
anything
basketball?
Else would have been called a carry.
I think I'm a better ball handler than Bob
Everything
Cousy.
Else would have been called a carry.
Okay.
I'll give you a hint.
Yeah, please.
Number two... is a Milwaukee Buck right now.
Number two is a Milwaukee Buck right now, huh?
So Brooklyn or?
Nope.
No, I can't.
I didn't say a Milwaukee Buck player.
Wait. Number two on this team's list is currently a Milwaukee Buck?
Yes.
That's what you're saying?
But not a player.
But wait, don't it have to be active?
Oh, okay. Doc. Doc is number two.
Oh, number two on this list. And Doc played for the... Dang, who
is it? Bad? I don't know this.
Wait,
off the top of my head,
y'all don't know who Doc Rivers is the number two all time assister for?
Doc Rivers played. Who did Doc Rivers play for in the NBA?
I actually don't know the answer.
Come
to
on
this.
Now,
I feel like when I see him, we're like, oh yeah, that's right.
Steve texts in. I'm with Kyle. I don't do roller coasters or ghosts.
Hey, yeah, I like not to live on the edge. Who did Doc Rivers play for?
I actually don't know the answer.
That's sad.
That is sad. You're right. I'm in agreement with you on that.
Oh, Trae Young.
Yes.
Trae Young.
Got it.
That is
sure.
That is
got it.
Wow. You know, I guess, yeah.
What are we missing? Is that it?
That's it. That's it. So Trae Young, LeBron, Trae Young with the Hawks, LeBron with the Cavs, Harden with the Rockets, Chris Paul with the Pelicans, Jokic Nuggets, Curry Warriors, Giannis Bucks, Lowry Raptors, Conley Grizzlies. Your all-time leading assisters for a franchise who are still active in the NBA today.
Coming up next, we will do free throws made.
Nope, that's it. That's all your fun for today. I guaranteed you that you would have fun.
The mothers love it. They love
games. Oh my God, this was the mother of all joy for everyone. On a Mother's Day, we will actually get back and we'll talk a little bit. By the way, did you figure out if we're running any NBA games today, Kyle?
From the what I see here that was posted up, it says no. But you know what? I will double check on the other schedule to see.
Okay, I just don't believe it because the NBA on ESPN is incredible and continues to be fantastic as we go through this round. All of the series competitive. I think, would you say the
How did I do the last time around? I felt like I cooked.
Yeah, I have the updated scores.
Yeah, I want to know because I
We're
going to
do that going into our Palermo picks. Going into our Palermo's picks, I will give our updated scores. Scalzo did not pick all the series, so he was at a little disadvantage, and we'll make sure he gets these picks in. But I would say the most warped series right now would probably be the T-Wolves, even though...
Yes, I agree.
You know, even though Golden State, you know, has that... You know, has that home court right now and has the opportunity to tie it at two.
It sounds
just
like
without Steph.
It sounds like we don't get Steph until game six at earliest.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Which is helped with that extra day off because the WNBA first game, you know, gives an extra 2 days off for Golden State. So that could allow Steph to get back for game six. Last night was a really good chance. They missed their opportunity. Yes, but did. That's
What's wrong with Draymond?
Not next segment, but the segment after that, we'll have our Palermo's picks as we continue. Sunday Karma, ESPN Wisconsin.
More Sunday Karma coming up on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. More Sunday Karma coming up on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Into the 50th minute. As Liverpool's lead has been halved, they lead Arsenal 2-1. Arsenal, this game means more to them than it does for Liverpool. They have a chance to lock up the number two spot. They are pretty much already guaranteed to play in Europe next year once again in the Champions League.
Craig, you think Martinelli, you think he can get on the goal? You think he can get on the board again? Get two goals today. I found one to get the Gunners right there to tie it up at 2-2.
I don't think so, as... I think Liverpool, led by Mo Salah, who will win the Golden Boot this year, will dominate, as they tend to do when they're at Anfield.
I mean, it's just incredible that Mo Salah, though he continues to get older, he continues and continues to be one of the greatest players in the world.
All
love Mo Salah.
Do you know that if...
It's like Mo Bamba.
Do you know
like
that if you make... if you make one call, that is all you need to make? Because once you make that call... All your worries just disappear like they're a tea and crumpet at an afternoon tea. Because with Gruber Law Offices, they've been through it tens of thousands of times. It's brilliant the way they're able to take your stress and have it whittled away because of their experience and because they are not only nationally recognized, but they're locally owned. So they know what it's like to be a Wisconsinite or to be a Londoner. They only have two offices, one out here in the Fulham region of the UK, and the other in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So if you're located in either spot, the Gruber family has people there ready to set up you. And they found that in the UK, a lot of expatriates drive on the wrong side of the road. So it leads to injuries. And so if you are ever injured when you're in the UK, you can still make that one call, that's all. And they're here to serve you. And I think that's a really good benefit for all of us, especially as we come down the stretch with only two games to go for the majority of the clubs in the Premier League season. So remember, it's not just one call, that's all, because they're not going to take things seriously. It's that you have all of the relief. You don't have to worry about the insurance companies and all that. You could worry about you and your family. So do what I do. Make that one call, that's all, with Gruber Law Offices.
Blimey, bro, that's incredible.
All right. So,
bloody good lad.
From the talking text line, Colin says, why even add Scalzo to the show if he's never on it?
Oh, wow. Shots fired.
That's a fair point.
Was he not here last week either?
He hasn't been here for weeks.
Fair.
Oh, wow.
Fair point. And we will make our predictions.
He's back next weekend.
But we're going to have his predictions included because he has a deficit based on his lack of attendance because he's probably done better than me. I'm sitting in third. Dick says, great Premier League coverage this morning. Thank you.
We do have one person that appreciates it.
Strophy, this is a football show. Do you know, you don't, like the way you don't know what team Doc Rivers played for, do you know what the first name of the show was?
It was the, no, I don't.
It was called The Football,
the football show.
Come on. Yeah, who let this kid on here? You didn't do any type of research on
then
the
it was called. Then it was called The Miller Lite Football Show.
Okay.
Then it was called The Potawatomi Football Show.
Yeah. Okay.
So this is a football show.
And then when did it become Sunday Karma?
That was recent, very recent.
Oh, it wasn't that recent though. That was like 2020, Craig.
Yeah, yeah, 5 years that's what I'm saying. Yeah,
it's recent.
I mean, in the history of the show, it's the modern
we
era.
Name change. We changed it.
The modern era of Sunday Karma.
Can you say that with a British accent?
No.
Modern era?
No. Nope. Only when we're talking about what's going on
you were
on the other side
football.
Of the pond. So right now, our standings. Scalza with 5 points. You get 1 point for getting the team right, and then you get 3 points if you get the amount of games right. Scalza with 5 points. I have 8 points. Kyle, who has been raving about how well he's done, has 12 points. And Strophy also has 12 points.
Oh.
I feel like I only got one series long last time it wrong, and it was the dang Bucks.
So we have 12,
picked
12,
with my heart.
12, 12, 8, and 5. Those are, that is your score as we go into the second round. The cool thing is, it's like, oh, well, you can't pick them now. I think it's like just as hard. I think it's almost harder to pick. Well, I guess no, because there would have been a bunch of Celtics in five, I would guess, if we had picked that series before the start of it,
probably
right?
True. Yeah,
I mean,
probably true.
I mean, Kyle, right? Wow, if you were picking Celtics-Knicks, well, I mean, the Celtics
in probably six.
The Celtics dominated all four games against the Knicks in the regular season.
Well, but based off the first round, I felt like the Celtics, they played, who they played, the Magic?
We might have seen, we have seen a Cavs, you know, maybe a Cavs in five, which is now out of the mix.
I would have had Cavs in six for sure.
Maybe a Thunder in five, you know, and that's now not possible as the Nuggets have won multiple games. It would be disrespectful to Jokic, I think, to pick the Thunder in five, but it wouldn't have been a shocking pick given how dominant the Thunder were this year.
It would be Thunder in seven, if anything.
All right, well, we are going to make those selections when we continue. The one thing, I mentioned it earlier, about the Brewers and my concern based on the schedule this month. Mets already up 1-0 against the Cubs today.
Yeah, come on, Metropolitans.
Anything that should make me feel better, because I read to you that Cubs schedule. After they finish with the Mets, it's all White Sox, Marlins, and Reds. They play them each twice, except the White Sox once at home in the entire month of May. What, as a Brewers fan, what should I be optimistic about right now?
How many games? 4 series, 12 games,
or something like that. I'm having trouble
sitting at 19-21 right now. Is the argument?
Yesterday.
Remember, we said, hey, if they can get through April at 500, and they kind of did that,
did that.
So, what's the optimism right now as we sit here in fourth place as a Brewers fan?
You might get a reliable arm in Brandon Woodruff back soon. That's my optimism.
Yep. So it's that Myers looked good when he came back? How about that?
Well, Myers just got sent down to AAA, so
that's always, not optimistic there.
Not always good after it wasn't even an awful outing for him yesterday. He only pitched 4 innings, and he gets sent down to AAA. So
I think it was out of a need thing. They need to bring somebody.
Maybe. Yeah, I was going to say, isn't that more about the options and all that? I mean, because his first game back against Houston was 5 1/3, 6 hits, 1 earned run. Second outing, 4 innings, 3 hits, 2 earned runs.
Yeah, I mean, it's not awful, but obviously
I mean,
not
he's 1-0 with a 3.86 ERA and a 1.53 whip.
Yeah, he'll be back. I just thought that was an interesting move this morning. But yeah, I'm going to be honest with you, Craig. I'm having a little bit of trouble finding a ton of optimism right now.
What about the fact that,
there's a lot of season left. I guess that's the optimistic spin I could give you. But you got to win the division if you're going to make the postseason.
And
this right now does not look like a team that's built for a deep run.
What about the fact that Churio has not, been at the level, I mean, I don't want to say it MVP we were expecting this year, but I think we were expecting high-level all-star level, right?
Yep.
That Christian Yelich has not started to hit at all this year. He's got a negative wins over replacement.
Yeah, that's a bad thing.
How about the fact that William Contreras has not hit at all this year?
And now he has a broken finger? Yeah.
Are we saying those are bad things? Or those are like, hey, we're only 2 games under 500 and the core players have underperformed to the start of the year.
What, 40 games into the season?
Yeah, you're starting to say that's more like...
That just might be what it is.
Yeah. Okay.
If you're a quarter of the way through.
You know, Strofe is this way. He gets very pessimistic on his teams when things aren't going his way.
No, I don't. I'm an optimist.
No, you're not. When things... I sat there and I did a pregame show with you, and you picked the Packers to lose to the Vikings when Jaren Hall was the starter on New Year's Eve last year.
Two years ago.
No, but you get pessimistic. As soon as things don't go right,
that Packers defense had a good day that day.
He remembers that.
Yeah.
It's 2 years ago.
No, because
I picked the Packers. I thought the Packers would get lit up by the Tennessee Titans this year.
Yeah, and look what happened.
I was at that game.
I'm telling you, he's a pest.
I mean, but you didn't think they'd win that game, did you?
Against Tennessee? Oh, yeah, I did. Yeah.
What?
Malik Willis revenge game.
With Malik Willis as the quarterback?
I feel
Malik
good
Willis
about it.
Revenge game.
You do realize if the Brewers had won.
If you thought they were going to win that game, then you're an optimist.
No. I'm an optimist.
Yeah, he's an optimist. You're, anyone who thought Malik Willis.
He has one example from a year
time,
and a half
the
ago
Titans,
he throws at me.
At the time, no. I think we thought the Titans had a pretty good defense and like the Packers with.
I'm pretty sure I thought the Packers were going to win the game. But here's the
thing.
But
you always think that. You have the Packers
Craig,
at 17-0.
Craig, I just
When's
want
the
to know,
last time you picked the Packers to lose a game, Kyle?
When the Chiefs, and they 2 years ago, and they won. But, Craig, you do realize.
2 years ago. So he literally picked the Packers to go 17-0. That's my favorite thing about Kyle.
Had the Brewers won their last three games instead of lost their last three games, you think he'd be sitting here, I don't feel great.
They would have been
good.
In first place. But they'd be in first place if that had happened and the Cubs had lost their games.
But look how close the games were. They wouldn't be talking all this way.
Swept by the Cubs last week. They obviously saved the series.
What do you mean almost
they've
got
lost.
Swept? They won the last game.
I said they almost got swept. And then
so if they would have won the first game
and
lost the next two.
Last night.
Strophy's in negative town, but we need a little time for our NBA picks. That is coming up next. Palermo's picks coming up next. It's Sunday Karma, ESPN Wisconsin.
You're listening to Sunday Karma on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. It's that time.
Yes, it's finally here.
Craig makes his picks of the week.
You can bet the house on it.
Picks of the week on Sunday Karma with Craig Karmazin. Presented by Palermo's Pizza, Wisconsin's hometown pizza.
Can't wait to see what happens next.
On ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
Picks brought to us by Palermo's. You heard us raving earlier about the Cheez-It pizza. Made its KBN debut this week. Made its Good Karma Cafe debut for a very short period of time. By the time I got to it, I split a piece with Hannah. Like, there was literally, it was gone. Yeah, it was crushed really quickly. It's so cool. Palermo's locally owned, family owned. So cool that, you know, if you're thinking about Screaming Sicilian, that's Palermo's Pizza. You're thinking about Connie's, that's Palermo's. You're thinking about the new Cheez-It Pizza. That's Palermo's. You're thinking about Surfer Boy Pizza inspired by Stranger Things on Netflix. That's Palermo's. So many different ways to support local and to support Wisconsin's hometown pizza. That is Palermo's Pizza. And summer's right around the corner. A little Summerfest promotion coming up where you can get some Summerfest tickets. You'll be hearing about that coming up. All right. It's time for our Palermo's picks. Strophy and Kyle are running away with this, but you know what? We're only through one round.
A lot
out
of ball game
four.
Left, Craig. A
lots
lot of, ball game,
of ball game left. Scalzo not here once again. He has 5 points. I have 8. You both have 12. Let's get right into it. And we have 4 series. Remember, you get 3 points if you get the series exactly right, which you should have a better chance to do since we're doing it after 3 games have already been played. 1 point if you get the team right. Let's start out in the Western Conference, and let's start out in the game that you could hear right here as Kyle's been hyping up for you all day that we are your home for the NBA on ESPN. So, of course, he was aware that coverage starts at 2, game starts at 2:30 as the Denver Nuggets, who fired their coach after game 80, they fired their coach. A little round ball rock for you. And now the Nuggets lead the Thunder, who were 68-14, 2-1. Strophy, you want to start us off? Who do you like in this Nuggets-Thunder series?
I like the Nuggets. I like the story. I like Russell Westbrook. Give me the Nuggets in, what did I say originally, Kyle? 6?
6, yeah.
Well, now they're up 2-1.
Yeah, so. Let's stick with it. Nuggets in 6.
All right, Kyle, what are you going to go with?
I actually am right there with them. I'm not going to lie to you. I would have chose the Thunder in 7 based off how well they played in the first series. But after seeing the Nuggets, that's just a championship pedigree. The way they finished out overtime, that's a team that just – they've been there. They're calm. They're cool. They're collected.
Both
they know
of these
exactly
teams
what,
very deep.
They the, are. But one team has
what?
Championship pedigree.
The Nuggets are the least deep team
no,
in the NBA.
Oh, the Nuggets got some good – well, they've
have
shown
you watched
up.
The NBA playoffs? Well, neither of you obviously have. The Nuggets play 7, and they probably trust 6.
Oh, well, I mean
– they trust 6.
Who's playing more than 7 in the playoffs?
No, you want to play 8 and trust 7. The Nuggets play 7, trust 6, and Porter Jr.
Russell.
Has been hurt.
He had a big shot in overtime yesterday or 2 days ago.
No, Porter was great. But I'm saying they're not deep at all. That's the problem with the
Nuggets. Well, I guess maybe when they're deep, we're talking about deep with talent. We got Aaron Gordon making shots. We got well, Jamal starters, Murray playing. Yes. No, but they, I wish we had four. Just
that's a fair point.
Russell Westbrook, my goodness. I would love to have the way
you would not love to have Russell Westbrook.
It's a roller coaster.
You know what he did? He took Sydney behind his home. That was so cool.
Russell Westbrook had an average of 9 feet of open space on his three pointers in the first round of the series. Legitimately, that's not an exaggeration. The average analytics was 9 feet.
That's amazing.
That's how open he was left by his former Clippers teammates.
Yikes.
So Nuggets, you both have them closing that out. That would be at home. And the Thunder couldn't get shots off late in that game. You know what? I just want to disagree for the sake of disagreeing. I'm going to go Nuggets in seven there.
Nuggets in seven?
Yes. So that would mean they'd have to close it out on the road. Let's stay in the Western Conference where the Wolves now lead 2-1 after defeating Golden State in Golden State yesterday. Where do you go there?
I wish it was the Warriors, but no Steph worries me too much. Give me the Wolves. Let's go in six.
So that means Steph might get back for game six. So you think they're going to lose that game at home in game six. All right, Kyle, what do you got?
I'm going to go with the Wolves in seven.
Wolves in seven there. Wolves last year made it all the way to the Western Conference Finals.
I really want the Warriors, but with no Steph Curry, I don't feel confident.
Yeah, I
don't either.
I thought yesterday may have been their best shot. I'm actually going to go Wolves in five. It kills me to say. It might
really
seem disrespectful to Jimmy Butler here, but I thought yesterday was their best chance to win that game last night. Let's go to the East, where it is the Pacers leading 2-1. Nobody has won a home game. Cavs dominate game three. Who do you got?
I think that continues. I will take the Cavaliers in seven.
Cavs in seven, so that would mean they would close that out at home.
That's correct.
Kyle, who you got?
Yeah, this one's tough. I'm actually going to think, I think the Pacers get it back together and, well, after this drubbing in game three. I think the Pacers actually win in six.
Okay, so you think the Pacers go up 3-1 and then they lose game, you know. Wait. Pacers in what, six?
Six.
Yep, okay. That would follow home teams winning the rest of that series. Pacers, very impressive to this point. I think the Cavs are also going to win in seven there. I can't. I just can't. It's too
can't
close
either.
For because I'm going to root for whoever I pick. So I can't pick them. I can't pick the Pacers at this point. All right, Knicks and the Celtics. I will be there game four tomorrow night in Madison Square Garden, the world's most famous arena.
So
Kyle, who you got?
I want the Knicks so bad, but I feel like the Celtics will come back and win in seven.
Celtics in seven.
Knicks in seven.
Knicks in seven. So the Celtics, who have actually been better on the road than they are at home, go Knicks in seven there. That's what, because I don't see the Knicks winning the next two.
I don't either.
I'm going to go just so I have a different pick than both of you. I'll go Knicks in six.
Fun.
Scalzo will add to our picks. Stay healthy, stay together, survive today, thrive tomorrow. Don't settle. Happy Mother's Day to all of the mothers out there. You've been listening to Sunday Karma, ESPN Wisconsin. Remember, Nuggets Thunder, game four, coming up right here. Beginning coverage beginning at 2 o'clock. Kyle, send us out. Peace.
This is ESPN Wisconsin and ESPNWisconsin.com.